Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Ready to win. All right, you guys. Welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star. We should have Pastor Dab.
Pastor Dab.
Hey, Pastor Dab. We got Quentin. Quentin, live in the studio. And we can't forget about our favorite engineer, Mr. Allen.
Woohoo!
And you guys, we are so excited. We have a special, special guest in the room. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead and introduce yourself like none other, Mr. Canvas James.
How y'all doing? My name is Canvas James.
All right. Where are you from?
I'm from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. It's Pensacola for people that aren't really from the panhandle. So I just say Pensacola, but Fort Walton Beach, Florida is my hometown.
Wow, it's so beautiful there. Oh, my goodness. We've been down there like one time, and it's so pretty. It's like by Destin, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. I love it. Love it, love it. That's one of our favorite places to take the RV down there. We had a great time when we came down there. So we're excited to have you on the show all the way from Fort Walton Beach to Jacksonville by way of the military, right?
Oh, yeah.
Excited to have you here to share your new song, Something More, and just excited about interviewing you and letting the world know who you are. So I know we sent you over some questions, and I'm going to go ahead and ask you some questions that were sent over to me. I want to know, what inspired you to write your song, Something More?
Basically, like, life in general and being in the military. I see a lot of people, you know, they chase after a career, they chase after money, relationships, and so we're all chasing something. What inspired me to write the song is, like, God's like, hey, like, I'm that something more. I'm that thing that's going to fill that void, which everybody, they kind of, like, they know something's missing, but they try to fill it with other things in life. So God's like, you know, and I've been there myself. Like, I've kind of strayed away with my relationship with just chasing money, chasing, you know, other things that I know they're going to satisfy me. God's kind of like, hey, I'm like, I'm right here. Like, I'm the only thing that's going to satisfy you. So that's kind of what inspired me to write this song, to kind of, because everybody can relate to it.
Mm-hmm. Something more, chasing after something more. And God really is the only thing that will satisfy us. I see people go out and get new houses, new cars. Some people even get new wives or husbands. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, how did this seems like a repeat of the last thing, you know? But it's because they are chasing after the wrong thing. You know, they're really chasing after all these material things. And really, all we need is more Jesus. So that is so exciting. And me and Quentin were talking on the way over about how awesome it is that you are just so creative. And not only are you in the military, but you have this, like, creative genius on the inside. And you would not believe, every time after you leave the studio, he's like, oh my gosh, these guys are just so creative. They just come in here and do it in, like, one take. And that really, really inspires me. And I want to know, like, where do you get this creativity from?
I mean, it's always been there. As a kid, like, my family, like, my mom, my aunt, my uncles, my dad, they all played instruments. Mm-hmm. They love music. And we're all, like, my sister, like, she does poetry. She can write a poem in, like, 5 minutes. But I think being around music and creatives my whole life is kind of, it's always been there. I just, for a while, I kind of, like, buried it and did other things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, God, over the years, has continued to, like, hey, man, you need to show this to the world. Hey, man, you need to show this to the world.
Wow.
So that's why I'm here now. So
you come from a musical family, a musical background?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you grow up in the church?
I did. My grandparents used to take me as a child, and in the song, that's where this old hymn kind of came from, because I can remember hearing my grandmother mm-hmm. sing that hymn mm-hmm. to me, and in the church as I was, like, you know, laying on her lap. So that's kind of, like, it hits home to me.
Oh, my God. And I love that. I love how you put that hymn in there. Because, and you guys are going to get to hear it in just a second, but I love how he threw that hymn in there, because I grew up in the church as well. And just those songs, they have so much meaning. And it's when you grow up and you kind of get out there in the real world, when you lean and learn how to lean and depend on God. It's like all those songs that you learn when you were a little kid. They come right back. Yeah.
Like deja vu.
Yeah, it's like praise God for a good foundation, you know. Yeah. So what made you get into the music business?
I mean, I'm going to say it again. It's all God, really.
All God.
I've always loved music. I even did it before I got saved. But, I mean, it was trash. But when I got saved, like, God put it on my heart. Like, hey, like, I want you to do this. And I used to write songs, like, all the time. And when I joined the military, I kind of, like, put those things away because I was like, man, maybe I should just pursue this.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd put people in my life that, like, were interested in music. And it's like he kept pressing me, like, hey, you still need to do this. Like, don't put this on the shelf because it's not just for you. It's for other people.
Wow.
And I started doing it maybe 2 years ago, like seriously, like mm-hmm. back in the studio and writing again, and I'm here now at a radio station. So,
yeah. Yes, and it's like, it's so crazy how God gets you to where he wants you to be, because, you know, our son Gabriel, he has some special needs, and that's kind of how I got to the radio station. You know, who knows how God's going to get you to the radio station? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't because of, I always thought I was supposed to be at the radio station. It's really that God has this thing on the inside of me that he wanted to get out. And at first I thought it was just for me. Okay, maybe God gave me this music just to help me cope or whatever.
Yeah.
But the more I listen to it, the more I let other people hear it, I realize the same thing is that God wanted to use this music to be a blessing to the world. Yeah. And now, even if I wanted to quit, and I know we all have those days where we're like, oh, God, I'm so sick of this. You know what I'm saying? I'm so sick of these people. I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of these people lying to me. I'm so sick of these people taking advantage of me and stealing my money and, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
making me all these promises that they're not keeping. But even if I wanted to quit, I know I can't, because a charge to keep I have. God gave us this charge to keep. And so, you know what? We always start our radio show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. And I totally started talking to you, and we did not do that. So we're going to go ahead and jump into some inspiration from Pastor Dab, and then we're going to play Mr. Canvas James' brand new song, There's Something More. Pastor Dab, go ahead and take it away.
All right. Well, praise God. I agree with everything he said. Sometimes we look for fulfillment in material things instead of pursuing the spiritual things in life. And I guess the question is, are you at peace with what God has supplied you with?
That's right.
That's the question for all of us out there in radio land.
Mm-hmm.
And do you always want more, thinking about the materialistic things of the world? You know, and so it's more about the fulfillment of God, having a relationship with God and being whole and complete in Jesus. So the key is to stay connected to the source.
Amen.
Everything we need is in God, and in him we live and move and have our being, because he's a God of fulfillment. And the scripture today comes from Philippians 4:11-13. It says,
right,
not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
Mm-hmm.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
So that is key. Knowing that we can do everything through Christ who gives us the strength and the ability to do it.
That's right.
But we can't do nothing apart from him.
That's right.
So have a blessed day and stay encouraged. And I'm excited to hear more about this great artist that
awesome
we have online.
Can't wait.
Take it away.
Thank you so much, Pastor Dab, a.k.a. Mommy. That's my favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. And I just love that she comes on and she gives us inspiration every single Saturday, because that's really what we need. You know, that's what we need to make it. Like you said, we always are going to be searching for something more. And when you know and you're rooted and you're grounded and you know that you have to come back to God, that we can't do anything without him. With God, we can do everything. Without him, we can do nothing. And so I just love that. So you guys, I hope that you are ready to hear Something More. And do you want to say anything about Something More before we play it?
I just hope you guys are encouraged by it. It's encouraged me. It encourages my family. So I hope you guys really listen to the words and it can do something special for you.
Awesome.
Maybe it's about time I confess. Compressing all the things that bring me stress. Sink or swim in the waters above my head. Gasping for air, I can't catch my breath. I apologize for the lies that I told you. Wishing I could turn back time, maybe do it different. Would you even listen? Only respond to the silence. That's why my feelings stay private. I don't know. Fake smiles in the summertime. Say we feeling fine, but we all know that we are chasing after something more. Chasing after something more. Got a past, can't take it back. I'm on the edge of my spine. I think I need something more. Chasing after something. To life. One day I'ma pay that price. Ain't by day, center by night. Someone please hit the lights.
Oh, it's nothing nice. In my heart there's a hole. What can make it whole? Need it for my soul.
Chasing after something more. Are you chasing after something more? I hope so. And I hope that something more is Jesus Christ. We're so excited to have Mr. Canvas James here live in the studio with us today. You guys just heard his song, Something More. And what a blessing it is. I mean, that is a hit song. I know it's going to reach millions and millions of people and change so many lives. And so can you tell them where they can download your music and how can they find you?
Well, it's on all the, you know, the popular music platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, SoundCloud if you're on there. And it's also on Google Music too, as awesome. Well. So it's on different platforms, whatever you have.
Mm-hmm. And how do they spell your name so we can make sure that everybody spells it right?
Oh, it's C-A-N-V-A-S space J-A-M-E-S.
Okay, Canvas James. I love it, love it, love it. And your Facebook page, so if they can go and like your Facebook page?
Yeah, same thing. Canvas James on Facebook.
Instagram?
Instagram, Canvas_James.
Okay, yep. Canvas_James on Instagram, Canvas James on Facebook, you guys. I absolutely love that song. I love how you put the hymn in there with the new feel for the modern. It's got something for everybody. You know, I just believe it's going to reach everybody. So love the beat. I just love it. I love it. Love it. Every time we send songs to my cousins because they like all the they like rap and all the hip hop. And so I love how you combined like everything in there so it can reach the multitudes, reach the masses. And that's what God wants to do through our gifts, is to be able to reach the masses, to feed the multitude. And I'm so blessed to be able to interview you today in this studio. And you guys, I'm so super duper excited because my husband standing right next to me is working on Mr. Canvas James video. And they just said, they announced that the video is coming soon on August the 3rd. So I am going to bring over Mr. QLF Productions himself so that he can talk about what it's been like shooting this video with Canvas James. I know it's been so much fun. I've got to see some of the behind the scenes stuff and I am like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know he could do all that stuff. So it's awesome. So here we go. Here's Quentin.
Hey, everybody, Jacksonville, St. Augustine, and what's the third place?
South Georgia.
South Georgia. Hey, how you guys doing out there? This is Quentin Fields, QLF Productions. And let me tell you, I've had the pleasure with working with some very, very talented young individuals. Canvas James being one of them, Brandino Perry, the other individual, and they inspire me. I told Star Fields, I said, when I get out, because I've been punching the clock, and I've been in the rat race, and I've been going to and from for the past 24 years, and I said, I'm going to work with my creativity. I want to do things that are inspirational, and there's nothing more important to me than helping other people. So I don't feel accomplished. I don't feel like I'm not serving the purpose for which I was created if I'm not helping others. And I measure my success by the success of others who I have impacted. So I've definitely had the pleasure to work with this young man, and I've seen it. I see that he has so much talent. And sometimes you're in the military, and we work together in the military, but there's some people that they may be on your job, they may be serving at McDonald's, they may be anywhere, but they have this multitude of talents, and we want to highlight that. And I think that when God gives you a gift, it's not just for you to keep that gift wrapped up. I think you're supposed to unwrap that gift to the world. And when you do that, you help other people as well, because there's someone that I can't reach. There's someone that Star can reach that I can't reach, and vice versa. So that's what it's all about. So, yes, the video that we're currently working on, we're about 80% done, and we just gotta, you know, put the finishing touches on it. And definitely August 3rd, we will release that video on QLF Productions via YouTube. So subscribe to QLF Productions. That's where we're going to just go to YouTube and just type in QLF Productions, and I'll pop right up. And subscribe, and we're definitely going to release that, and we're going to have a release party, and you guys get a chance to check out the video, because sometimes, you know, it's excellent words that are written, but in order to properly highlight it, people need visuals too. So you'll get a chance to kind of, as Mr. Canvas James, he illustrates some of the things that he's the very profound messages that he has within his music. So that's definitely, we're excited about that. We got a lot of other things happening as well. We just completed another song, On My Side, and Mr. Canvas James also displayed his talent on that one, so I can't wait to unleash that on you guys as well. It's definitely, it has the gospel, it has the hip-hop, it has the gospel-hip-hop combination, and that's what we need, because sometimes you can't come one direction. You have to come multiple directions in order to reach the people that God will have you to reach. So we don't want to be, we want to take the dust off of it. You know, And we want to combine tradition with new age to reach the lost at any cost. Reach the lost at any cost. So I'm going to bring back Star Fields, and so she can close it out. And thank you.
You guys, we are super duper excited. We've got all these artists in the room today. If you guys could see this room, I'm not live. I think y'all heard the room is like full of people today. We're super duper excited because there's just so much energy in the room, so much talent. And I'm just so thankful to the Lord to be able to be a part of such greatness and to be a part of you playing your song on the radio today, Something More. Oh my gosh, you guys, what an awesome song, what a powerful message. And I can't wait to see the finished video. I know it's going to be so exciting for everybody involved to be able to when you have that video release party. So super duper excited. I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in today to Ready to Win. We do this radio show every single Saturday from 12 to 12:30. We come on. We want to be a blessing and help families and children with special needs. You guys know our Gaby baby was born at 1 pound and 10 ounces, and he is our reason why. He's our motivation. He's what makes me get up when I don't want to get up. He makes me stay up when I'm tired. I always say I'm tired. He's wired. Okay. He's so super duper excited all the time, loving and kind, and everything that we do it for him as unto the Lord. And so I so thank God for him and his life and how he's changed our life. And we want to be able to be a blessing to other families that have children with special needs. So if you guys are tuning in, make sure that you tell a family about our radio show that you might know that goes to your church or that's in your community, a neighbor, anybody that has a child with special needs. And they don't even have to have a child with special needs because they can still benefit from some of the things that we share. But next week, for certain, we are going to have Step Up for Students, which they offer all types of scholarships, and especially one that we utilize for our children that have special needs. And we have Miss Melissa that's going to be calling in from Step Up for Students to tell families about the Gardner Scholarship that helps children with special needs be able to get funding. So this is something that is awesome, you guys, and you're not going to want to miss that show as well. And we hope and pray that we can get Mr. Canvas James back on to share some of his other music, and when his video comes out, and just as everything evolves, we want to definitely make sure we keep up with everything that's going on great with him. So be sure to like and subscribe to his page, Canvas James, and make sure that you like and subscribe to QLF Productions on Facebook and on YouTube. And of course, make sure you like and subscribe to Starfields Music, STAARFIELDS, Starfields Music, and Starfields on YouTube. We always have some crazy, crazy shenanigans going on. So make sure you subscribe, whether we're on a diet, off a diet, losing weight, gaining weight, you'll see it all on there. So make sure you subscribe, you guys. And we're just excited to be able to do what we do, to be able to be a blessing to the community and to be able to share our journey. And I hope and pray that you guys are able to tune in on next Saturday for our show, because we are going to be sharing with you that scholarship information. And you guys, this is the time of the year where families are looking for schools for their children. So we encourage you guys to make sure that you know that you do have a choice. We have private school, public school, or homeschool. It's your choice. And so next week we're going to be talking with Step Up for Students, who deals with helping families be able to make the private school choice or the homeschool choice, and let you know what scholarship options are available. So please make sure you tune in. And if you are looking for a special safe school for your child, don't hesitate to look at our school, Sunlight Christian Academy, where we're serving students and families with children with special needs. So super duper excited, QLF Productions. You want to say something?
And I just wanted to say, there's a lot of people that they're blessed. Sometimes we need to count our blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times that we're blessed, we have all our needs fulfilled, and then some. But then we look at someone else, and they seem to have more, and we're trying to keep up with them. It's time for us to count our blessings and to appreciate the things that we do have. And don't compare yourself to anyone. Compare yourself to yourself.
That's right.
Compare yourself to yourself, and don't compare yourself to other people. The goal is to be better, a better you today than you were yesterday. Be a better you today than you were yesterday, and that's the best way to face tomorrow.
That's awesome. And that's really, that's something more, right? When you're not comparing yourself to other people, when you're not comparing yourself to, you know, looking at other people's lives and wishing that you had something that they had, you know what I mean? It's like we already have what we need. God already put it on the inside of us. So that's something more. It's so powerful. It's so, I mean, if you really think about it, if you really listen to the words, you realize that everything we need is in Jesus. You know, when I'm feeling low, when I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling frustrated, you know, it's like sometimes you think you need to go eat. No, no, don't go eat. Go pray. You know what I'm saying? You think you need to go shopping? No, don't go shopping. You know, we think we need all these other things, you guys, but all we need to do is stay connected to Jesus. And that song, Something More, really hit home. And it really reminds us to stay connected and to keep on staying in the will of God. And, you know, and that he really, really has everything that we need. So
true.
So true. And so excited again, Mr. Canvas James, to have you on the show. I want to thank Pastor Dab for always being there to support. And with that awesome, awesome, awesome inspirational scripture, you guys, the word of God, it will never fail us. And so I thank you, Pastor Dab, and I love you. We'll be home shortly. And yes, yes, so awesome. You guys stay tuned. We'll see you next week because we're ready to win.
Yes, we are.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.
Ready to win.